because of the path that he sent me on, that I have saved countless other babies. I like to think that maybe one day you'll be an old man like me, talking a younger man's ear off, explaining to him how you took the sourest lemon that life has to offer and turned it into something resembling lemonade.
Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You were listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. You guys know what time it is. Each and every week, I bring on an honorary captain of whatever week it is during the season. This week, a special one, a tandem edition. Steve Gross, managing partner at Northwestern Mutual St. Louis, and our Saluki Dog representative linebacker, sophomore, Chris Presto. Steve, I'll start with you. Thank you so much for joining the show this week and being an honorary captain of the week.
Great to be here.
Chris, for you as well, I appreciate you giving the show some time.
Of course.
This guy's is, I say it every time, but it is my favorite part of the week. It truly is. I'm not exaggerating there. When I say honorary captain of the week, our audience knows the 30, 40, 50,000 that listen every single week. And for everybody around the country driving right now, what you're hearing is something near and dear to not only me, not only Steve, but to Chris as well, and plenty. Let me not even say plenty, thousands affected by cancer around the entire country. Northwestern Mutual last season created a nationwide challenge. 13 athletes from 11 different FCS schools competed to raise the most money. Last year, $50,000. This year, new goal. I'm going to let Chris and Steve talk about that goal, what the number is, and how confident they are that we achieved that. This year, 12 schools have teamed up, 12 athletes within FCS Nation, and they are trying to put a stop towards childhood cancer. We're leading the fight together. I'm super excited about having you guys on. Chris, when you got this opportunity, when you were approached, did you kind of have that light switch moment when you were approached to be a part of this?
Yeah, you know, you hit that on the head. That's exactly the feeling when I was asked about it. Got to lead this fight to stop this stuff.
And Steve, when Chris was brought to you, I'm sure so many stories, and I've had conversations with his head coach, Nick Hill, and a quote that he dropped that stuck with me, and I still reiterate it to people when talking about Chris, is that if Nick Hill, who's just a girl dad, had a son, he'd want him to grow up like Chris. Why Chris? Why did we choose Chris to lead our fight against childhood cancer?
Yeah, great question. And really an important question, because we were looking for the right athlete, and we wanted to find somebody that really, you know, cared about this at their core and wanted to make a real impact with it. Chris has a personal story, which I'm sure he'll share a little bit later. But, you know, this idea of really wanting to make an impact and have some passion towards this is really important, because, you know, we're going to do some work to raise money for this important cause. And we got to have the right person.
I love it. The energy. We're going to do some work. Steve Gross says, again, having our chat here with Steve Gross, managing partner at Northwestern Mutual St. Louis. And of course, the linebacker for the Salukis, Chris Presto. Chris, Steve kind of just threw me an alley-oop. I want you to bring it home here. Childhood cancer is near and dear to you. I talked about when you were approached, kind of what it did scientifically to you. What you're about to speak on kind of puts an exclamation point on that. Why is this so near and dear to you? And what does this partnership mean to you as an individual?
Yeah, you know, everybody listening has had interactions with cancer, you know, but not everyone has had interactions with childhood cancer. You know, my high school coach, his daughter's best friend's actually fighting for her life right now. You know, it's sad to see, but as my high school coach, you got to just keep going. You know, you got to be there for your daughter as her friend's going through all this. And her family, like, this is where Alex's Lemonade Stand helps out, paying for stuff, the medical and helping with financial things. And that's why we need to raise all this money.
Absolutely. And Steve, for you, are there any stories or any family members, friends that have been affected by cancer that make you just feel a little more passionate about what we're doing? You talked about we're going to do work. Why is that?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, Chris hit the nail on the head when he's talking about we've all been impacted by cancer in one way, shape or another. My mother was a four-time cancer survivor. And so when she passed away, she actually passed away from natural causes. But, you know, without research, without treatments, she wouldn't have survived four times battling different types of cancer. And a good friend of mine lost a son to neuroblastoma, which is the same disease that Alex ultimately, same type of cancer that Alex passed away from. It's very near and dear to my heart and our firm's heart to contribute to Alex's and do our part.
Yeah, really cool stat here. Since 2012, Northwestern Mutual has donated more than, hold your breath, $60 million to the cause. Now that's overall. Northwestern Mutual has funded more than 700,000 hours of research through their partnership with Alex's Lemonade Stand and their foundation. That stat alone is ridiculous. So when Steve mentions, we're going to do work to raise some money, and you can just hear it in Chris's voice. He's passionate about it. He wants you guys to donate. He wants to win the Lemon Challenge. Northwestern Mutual has been raising not only awareness, but a heck of a lot of money to put an end to this thing. I appreciate you guys for sharing your stories. And for the audience out there, you can tell it just means a little more to these guys and they want to do something. Of course, we joke about Chris wanting to win the Lemon Trophy, but it's all organic, right? He actually means that because he's going to take it home as a prize, right? And Chris, I'd imagine, I'm not going to speak for you, but bringing that trophy home to Jack Daniel's daughter's friend's family, I mean, an opportunity to do something like that, I'm sure would mean a lot to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, winning isn't that big of a deal, but you know, raising all this money as a community, all the FCS schools, but obviously we want to win. I mean, raising the money is the ultimate goal. Bringing that home to him, with just bringing that home to that family, we can say that we helped them, and that's the biggest thing.
I love it. I love it. Chris, you had an interview that you did prior, and there was something that you said that I took and I almost wrote it down. You talked about facing adversity, going through problems, and feeling as a football player in a locker room, in a meeting room. Right now, obviously, the Salukis 2-3, not where you guys want to be at the moment, but you talked about somebody always has it worse. I want you to reiterate that for the audience and kind of what you meant by that.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Hill does a great job reminding us every single day, winning or losing, how adversity is going to happen. Adversity is coming, storms are coming, but it's football. You know, it's not life. When you got to go out and face real adversity in life, that's real. We're not doing that right now. We're just playing football. And there's people out there struggling way more than we are. We got to remember that and just be grateful to be waking up every morning.
Steve, when you hear Chris, who is only a sophomore in college, has not walked across the stage, has not been in Carbondale for all that long, speak the way that he's speaking right now, and just getting kind of a peek behind the curtain of who he is under the helmet, I'll ask, how important is philanthropic leadership to you, your team, your office, all the above? And how cool is it that we don't typically get a chance to hear from athletes in this light? Typically, it's I had this many tackles and I did this for the team. But to kind of get, like I said, a peek behind the curtains as to who Chris is, how cool is that, that this initiative has created an opportunity like that?
Yeah, what I just heard Chris say and what he sounds like is a leader, right? And we're all going to face adversity. And what's so important in that is our mindset, and whether that adversity and you're a young man and is in a football game, or it's something like, you know, I've got a child or a family member battling cancer, mindset is so important when you come up against adversity. So that's what I'm hearing from Chris. And the importance of somebody like that taking on this challenge with us. You know, we had the opportunity. Liz Scott, who was Alex's mother, came to St. Louis and gave us an $800,000 check to deliver to a research doctor at Wash U. And that was an amazing opportunity to do that. What's even more amazing about that story is that doctor's research. It was 2 years later, there was a child in his daughter's class who the very research that this doctor was working on saved his daughter's friend's life. And so, you know, we think about these charities and sometimes we can think they're big national charities, but they come right, they deliver dollars right into our own community. And that's what, you know, Chris is doing here, and he's got his personal story and the opportunity to just make a difference in people's lives that really, really need it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Steve. Alex Lemonade Stand and their foundation, it's a leading childhood cancer research organization. Not only does it provide support for local families who need to travel, but also not local. Steve just talked about Liz Scott, co-founder of Alex Lemonade Stand's foundation, traveling to them and presenting them with a check for a little under $1 million. That's how much it means to them. We'll get into Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation a little later on in the show because they require a little bit more time. What they've done in the decades that they've spent doing it, it's very, very impressive stuff. Steve, you touched on something and you used the word community, getting behind something, getting behind somebody. Chris, in his first week, has already raised just about $800. I'll say that one more time. Actually, it hasn't even been a week.
Right.
Chris, in less than a week, has raised $800. How inspiring has it been to watch not only the Carbondale community, but his family and the circle that he ran with back home and fans of the Salukis that are watching all over the country? How cool is it to see the community kind of get behind Chris in this?
Yeah, I think it's so super exciting to see this in less than a week with what Chris has done to get the word out, what the Carbondale community has done to embrace this. And we're just getting started. Like, you know, people are just learning about this. And what I love about the Carbondale community is like the values of the individuals in Carbondale. And when they learn about this and they see what Chris is doing, I think we're going to raise some record amount of dollars.
I'd love to hear. Let's talk about that record amount of dollars. Steve, last year, $50,000. It was our first go round. The goal is more than quadrupled. The goal is what, Chris? And do you think we can get it done?
Yeah. I mean, the goal is $250,000 this year.
Mm.
And my goal individually is $20,000, but I really want to get up to $40,000. And I think we can get it done. You know, I think we can take this thing home.
You just heard Chris Presto, linebacker for the Salukis, so that his goal, $40,000. Saluki fans, it is on you at this point to help Chris get to that goal. He also mentioned the $250,000 mark. Before we kick things off this year with all 12 schools and athletes, that was the goal we had in mind. Of course, face value, when your ears first hear it, it sounds like a lot of money, but if everybody pitches in, can be a dollar, can be $10, or you participate in the Lemon Top Challenge, which I'll have Chris explain how to do so. There's also money that Northwestern Mutual matches and donates themselves. Really cool thing we do with the hashtag Lemon Top Challenge. Chris, have you had a chance to go through the other 11 guys on the list this season to see who you're competing against for that Lemon Trophy? In my opinion, I think it's the coolest part about this entire partnership, this entire initiative, because they're world-class athletes. You guys are handpicked. This is no coincidence. There's a guy, David Walker, on that list, Central Arkansas, who's going to be a first or second day draft pick in the NFL. And if you don't think this means a lot to him, probably more than winning a few games this season, you are dead wrong. Chris, have you scoped the guys you're competing with out? Are you scared of anybody or no? You got full-blown confidence.
No. Full-blown confidence. Ain't scared of anybody.
That's a Saluki way right there. Keeping things moving again, having a chat here with Steve Gross, managing partner of Northwestern Mutual St. Louis. And as I mentioned before, Chris Presto, linebacker, Southern Illinois. It's our honorary captains with an S, that's plural, of the week segment. You hear it each and every show here at FCS Nation Radio. We bring it to you. Our challenge, of course, as you guys know, is to raise money and awareness through athletes that participate each and every weekend all throughout the FCS. Steve, this one's for you here. I want to talk about your internship program and Northwestern Mutual's internship program as a whole. I always pull stats each and every episode because the numbers are kind of jarring to hear. And if we have any new listeners or first-time listeners, 52,000 college students since 1967 have participated in Northwestern Mutual's internship program. A little under 100%, and I'm sure if it was legal, they would put 100%, because it's probably the case, have reported that the program was instrumental for their careers and kind of set the path for them moving forward, whether it was during college or as you were leaving college. Steve, for you and your office in St. Louis, how important is your guys' internship program? What's it mean to you?
Yes. Our internship is at the top of the list super important for multiple reasons. One of the big ones is we know it's a great opportunity to meet young men and women and see who amongst that group is a potential, you know, full-time financial advisor that could go on and make a huge impact in our community in that way. But it's a great opportunity to truly test drive the career as a financial advisor. So you're not getting coffee and doing paperwork. You are hands-on in meetings with people, with our experienced team, you know, doing client meetings, seeing how plans are put together and executed. And it's a great opportunity to see, is this a career that somebody might want?
Yeah, and how smart is it, or how beneficial is it, I should ask more so, for you to grab an athlete and for them to be an intern? What are some things that you've seen with former athletes or current athletes who intern with you guys, and why do they kind of have a head up on all of the other interns?
Yeah, so I think the one thing that that an athlete, especially a D1 athlete, is being an athlete in college, it's a full-time job.
You're damn right it is, Steve. You're damn right it is.
In and of itself, right. And so, you know, I like people who, you know, busy people make things happen and get stuff done. So you got a full school schedule. You've got a full-time job as an athlete. You've got friends and social schedules and family responsibilities and all those things. Why we're attracted to athletes is when you build a business, you got to be able to manage a lot of stuff and multitask, and you're very, very busy. That experience, while it might not be in a particular field, it builds character. And, you know, we're looking for character first and foremost.
I love it. Hey, was that a pitch, Steve, to Chris to become an intern at your guys' office?
Planting seeds, Stone.
That's all you can do. Chris, I'm watching his eyebrows raise up and down like, you know, I've never really given it some thought, but now I might. I love it. It means a lot to you guys. The internship program, top notch. One of the best that I've heard. Some of the stats, again, very jarring when I kind of rattled them off. And Steve, you touched on something that I tend to bring up on a lot of our interviews, whether it's just a regular athlete that I bring on, a quarterback from around the country, or one of my honorary captains of the week. We have a conversation about life after football, and I don't think it's spoken about enough. Kids go through college, they walk across that stage, and they go home and don't really have a plan. I think touching on the internship program and what you guys do as a whole, how important is that to you? And I would also ask, how beneficial is being a part of your internship program for life after football?
Yes, we actually have a program we did at another university called Life After Athletics. And it's the same concept, right? And so most athletes are not going to go on and be in the professional ranks, but what we like to do is help them learn that, like, the lessons that you had to have being an athlete and how you can apply that personally and professionally in the next phase of life with a career. And, you know, for those where the financial services industry or career is something of interest, we've got an amazing opportunity to present. But our internship, I think one of the best things that people get through the experience with our internship is not only the career knowledge to test drive, you know, do I want to be a financial advisor? But same thing. If they, no matter what they go on, you're 98% of people say that this internship was instrumental to their career. More, you know, 52,000 people didn't become financial advisors. Most of those people went on and did other things. And the personal and professional development that you get and the leadership development that you get, I think, are the greatest things you walk away with or take and internalize to build a financial services business if you stay.
Beautifully said there, Steve. I appreciate that. And Chris, I hope you were listening. Let's switch gears to the foundation. Alex's Lemonade Stand, Liz Scott. We already talked about her, the co-founder of the foundation. We just wrapped September. September was Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And every day, guys, more than 1,000 children worldwide are diagnosed with childhood cancer. More than 1,000 children worldwide are diagnosed with childhood cancer. It's the leading cause of death by disease in children between the ages of 1 and 19 in the U.S. Here's the kicker. Only 4% of the federal government's total funding for cancer research is dedicated to childhood cancer each and every year. Steve, you already talked about Liz Scott presenting you guys with a check. What are some other stories or instances, run-ins that you've had with Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation that have kind of stuck with you and reminded you, yeah, this is why we got in business with them and this is why we help each other out?
So a couple of things come to mind. One is what you just said, there's only 4% of the federal government's total funding hits cancer research. So, you know, that tells me that's up to us to make an impact there.
Bingo.
And like most things that you want to really get done in life, you've got to take responsibility for and not count on somebody else to do it. So we're up for that challenge. But I will tell you, I have met too many, but I've met some kids in this process that we have invited to events that are just, you know, amazing young little boys and girls. And their resilience and their attitude and their positivity while facing such difficult, dire circumstances is like, it's beyond inspiring. And so when you get to meet some of these kids, you just walk away and you won't be the same. And so it's easy to get behind something like this and make a difference.
That's an interesting perspective. I love it. Having a chance to meet them and understand that it's not all darkness and cloudy in their lives. I've seen cases where children affected by cancer are more positive, right? Whether it's just because they're a child or they understand that life's bigger than who they are and what's going on around them. It's a really cool perspective from you, Steve, and you dropped something in there that I want to pick up. Quote, it's up to us, right? Because only 4% the federal government funds childhood cancer research. Chris, let's use this as an opportunity for you to call out Saluki fans. Steve said it's up to us. I think what he meant by that was it's up to Saluki fans. So Chris, call them out, give them reasons why you deserve the Lemon Trophy. And of course, a little biased myself being a former Saluki, why you're just going to cruise to a victory this year.
I mean, because why not? Why shouldn't we win? Why? What other reason than that? I mean, that's the simplest answer I can give.
It's simple as that. Steve, call out Saluki fans that need to donate to Chris and your network office.
Call out to Saluki fans and the whole community in Carbondale. We've got an amazing young man here that's really trying to make a difference in kids' lives. And it's an opportunity for us to show support for that and support for him to take the time and energy that he's putting into us. I know we can raise $40,000 in this community and in our community. We're all in St. Louis to do this too. Let's get this done and bring home the trophy.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's talk football as we wrap here, guys. Saluki's 2-3 through 5 weeks. Obviously, Chris, you know that that's not the standard for you guys. I'm sure you've had that just absolutely thrown in your face day after day after day. But what do you guys need to do better from here on out as you host Illinois State this weekend? What's something that the team is just not hitting on or not executing right now?
We just got to play a full game on defense, especially. We got to get out there, start strong, and finish strong. You know, throughout the season, we've had games where we started strong and tailed off towards the end, like Incarnate Word, you know, up big, and they started coming back in the fourth quarter, and that became a real game. And like last week, South Dakota did not come out strong at all and dug ourselves into a hole that was too big to come out of. That's it. We just got to play a full game.
It's as simple as that sometimes. Chris, you need to play a full game, especially on the defensive side. We have a chance this weekend to notch a home Missouri Valley Football Conference victory. The Missouri Valley, the SEC of the FCS, it's where the best teams live. It's where the defending national champion lives. How big is getting a win at home against a team in your own conference for a team that's 2-3 right now?
It's huge. I mean, it's bigger than them. It's not about them at all. It's about us. It's about us finding our rhythm, get back into this and winning out. Honestly, that's all it's about. We got 7 more games for a reason. You know, let's go out 7-0 and win this whole thing.
Steve, I talked about the Salukis hosting Illinois State this week. It's a huge game inside the conference. Let me get a score prediction from you.
Score prediction. All right. Mm-hmm, well, Chris is talking about the defense. The defense stepping up. So I don't know, Chris. You feel like you got a shutout in you to make a statement?
Ooh. Yeah, we can get it done.
All right. All right. We're gonna start positive here, Stone, and we're gonna say 24-0.
24-0. Just a goose.
Gotta make it happen.
Redbirds not finding the end zone. You heard that from Mr. Steve Gross, managing partner at Northwestern Mutual St. Louis. Chris, 24-0. That's the standard. Steve gave it to you. You go ahead and tell your team and tell your head coach this is how we're winning this weekend. Seriously, yes, guys, I can't thank you guys enough for being honorary captains of the week. I love what we do. This is my favorite segment. You guys have been awesome. The passion just seeps through. People driving right now, people with their headphones in, listening, I think they would agree with me that it's not very hard to tell. So, Steve, I'll start with you. If there's any parting words, again, to Saluki fans or anybody around the country who's willing to donate that just hasn't done it yet, the floor is yours.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody listening and who cares about this cause and cares about childhood cancer. I want to thank Chris for your efforts and really looking forward to the rest of this season and hitting $40,000. And Stone, thank you as well. I would just say let's get this done, Carbondale. Let's Saluki fans, let's rally around Chris and let's make a statement from Saluki Nation that like we can lead this thing and make a big difference. So I know that we can and definitely can with Chris's leadership.
Make a statement like a 24-0 victory, huh?
That's right.
Let's get that done. Hey, it's so easy to donate to Chris, FCSNationRadio.com. On the right side of the screen, Alex Lemonade Stand in the Foundation has its own landing page. You click that, you see the rankings, you see the athletes listed, Chris Presto and the Gross Network Office right there. I already talked about Chris having $800. Chris, thanks so much for being an honorary captain of the week and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.